Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio National Correspondent. Rory, it's ironic on this subject because it's not what we're going to hear today from Time Magazine, but I did pull up from Princeton University the onset of World War II with Adolf Hitler, the incoming freshman class, in a vote, overwhelmingly named Adolf Hitler the greatest human being alive, followed by Albert Einstein and Neville Chamberlain, the embattled PM who tried to appease Hitler. That was Princeton back right at the beginning of World War II as Hitler was marching across Europe. What do we have now from Time Magazine?
Taylor Swift. So, clearly a force of nature this year, but whether or not she's going to go down in the history books as someone we're still talking about as influencing the world 80 years later, I think that's yet to be seen. But she certainly has had one heck of a year. Her Eras Tour will probably be the highest grossing musical tour of all time, plus big at the box office as well. Of course, upending the NFL for the rest of us who just want to watch the game, but she certainly has made her mark in 23.
What do you think about that, J-Dog? The greatest, the person of the year, J-Dog.
It's funny that her and Selena Gomez, if you told me a decade ago that those two would be billionaires, I would have laughed in your face. How are they going to make billions of dollars? Well, Selena Gomez has a makeup line. She has a cookware line. She has the music. She has this. She has that. Taylor Swift, touring, music, this, that, other business ventures. And lo and behold, they're both billionaires now. So, unbelievable.
There you go. All right, Rory. I appreciate it. Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio National. Now I've heard it all. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks, Jack.